Hey, you know who it is? The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, aka Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the most freestyled podcast on the most cypherific website on the internet. I made that word up. Just made that up. This is the Frocast for NappyAfro.com, episode 136. I'm your man, Sawray, a.k.a. Hands Up, Fuck You. Sitting with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the Black Jim Ross in the building, man.
I like that. You know what, man? We might have to have you on the wrestling show.
I told you, man, I'm too far removed from wrestling. Yeah, I won't be a help.
Come on,
I won't
man.
Be a help. I don't know what a right back is right now. I really don't know.
God,
sorry. I mean, is a right back, is it like a hybrid animal or wrestler? Don't know.
You know what? I think that right back technically is like a fucking rug or some shit. I think the word means like a rug or something, but who cares? We're going to have to get you on the episode one of these times, you know.
Yeah, man.
Maybe we travel into the WWE network, you know, get that WCW on and we can get the conversation going. But, we got your league stopped. You know, your actual coaching duties ended.
Yeah, man, it's over. What do I do with my life after the season's over, man? I don't know.
NFL season's damn near over too. It's fucking week 9 and 10, so it's all blowouts.
I don't understand why people don't understand that football is the greatest sport known to man. Like it's a short little season. Like I don't know. We waste a lot of emotion doing football. I mean, hey, the Rams doing good this year. You know what
easy,
I mean?
Easy. Don't go that far, man.
They aren't the Rams. You know, I mean, that whole
we got like 3 wins.
Oh, I thought you had more wins than them.
We got like
it
3 wins.
It seems like every time I watch y'all winning, so put it that way.
You know, the good thing about it is that even with 3 wins, if we win like another 3 or 4 games, we got a shot to make the playoffs.
Exactly. I mean, Arizona, your favorite Cardinals run away with the division.
They'll ruin it. I'm just waiting on them to fuck it up. this is how they do. We got to remember, like a season or two ago, that motherfucker started off 6-0, and they ended up missing the playoffs. Then we ended up like 7 wins total for the season. So don't get hyped by the ESPN. Don't let them niggas fool you. It's still Carson Palmer who got injured. They still got Drew Stanton as their new starting quarterback. They're losers. So we'll talk about the football shit and all that probably next week. You know, college is settling in, so we got to focus on college a little bit. We'll talk about this shit next week. This week, we got all pop news for y'all motherfuckers.
Yes.
Y'all
yes,
want current yes, events. Yes. We talking current events. And we talking about naked women.
Mm.
Mainly Kim Kardashian.
She's naked again. It's all right.
Naked again, bro. On the magazine this time.
So is she somebody's mother?
She's somebody's mother and somebody's wife.
And she
butt-ass naked.
Mm. Not, I mean, hold on. Was this, butt-naked like a leak picture or butt-naked like I'm taking a conscious effort to take some naked pictures.
Oh, this was definitely naked. It was artsy, though. It was for the sake of art. So the magazine.
You can't have artsy naked pictures, ladies. Stop that shit.
Don't keep them in your phone. You know, we hack your cell phone.
Exactly, man.
So she did the naked paper magazine spread where she got her ass out, did the champagne shot with the wine glass on the ass. And then they did another shot.
Like the one that used to be in Ebony magazine or that old magazine with a woman shooting over her head or some shit.
Yep, same black photographer. Oh. Well, not black photographer. Same picture. Same photographer. But when he did it for the black folks, he said he had jungle fever. It was very much a racist, stereotypical ass shot. And then Kimmy K does it, and it's supposed to be high class art.
Wow.
So, you know.
Of course.
Did you get to see pictures?
I saw the pictures. You know, Nappy Afro, we don't miss a chance to smut out anyone.
Of course.
And I saw him on the floor. Yeah, so yeah. I mean, personally, I'm kind of like, who cares about Kim K being naked at this point? But I am going to say this. Those are not the same titties that were in the Fappening.
Wow.
And the ones that, they're not the same tits. Look now. Look, gravity on the ones that she, then maybe she photoshopped these tits. I'm sure they did. They photoshopped everything. Because her waist is barely there. Like, check her waist out in the picture. But look at the Fappening picture, the one when she was in the mirror. And look at the tit. And look at the tit you see there. The pinks or whatever. What do you call the areolas? A little bit bigger.
Yeah, the areolas a little bit bigger, a little bit pinker.
a little bit pinker, and it's just, you know, I don't know. It looks a little, like, the ones in front of the mirror look more natural than the ones in the picture look more doctored. Like I said, her weight and her butt, you know, of course it looks doctored because she has the diaper booty, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows. And, you know what I'm saying? She got the little strange little, you know, mound of butt that just hang, her hang time doesn't look natural. It look like a little baby walking around with shit in his diaper. So, you know, my fella, I got an argument with one of my homeboys today, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Filthy McNasty. He was defending Kim K. He was saying, how do I know that her butt's not real? He's like, how do you know? You can't give me any proof that it's not real. And I was just like, bro, look at pictures. Some days her butt is bigger than others. He said, it's the outfits. I said, it's not like she walking around here in jogging pants or no fucking size 44 jeans. You know what I'm saying? Kim K is wear tight shit every day. So you can see, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, the difference in her butt size. But, you know, niggas keep on letting Kim K fool y'all, man.
Can't tell nobody nothing, man. They want to believe it, let them believe it, man. What you supposed to do?
My dog at B-Dot said she can do no wrong in his eyes. I said, wow.
Wow. Man. This is the same chick that got smutted out by most of the industry?
I mean, the one that's been has more bodies than a Terminator movie. Yes.
God. Now, are we being wrong, though? We can't be slut-shaming.
We're not slut-shaming. We just said she has a lot of bodies. That might be, some ladies might be cheering that on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
hey, is what it is. Do what you do, man. So now Lathan is out here dating in these streets. So, you know, she ain't trying to be in a relationship, but she out here dating various dudes, which could mean that she fucking.
Yeah, she might be on the A-list. She might be the Hollywood, you know, they be like, oh, so now Lathan easy. You know, who knows? You know what I'm saying? With the black books of all the single guys in Hollywood, she might be smutted out too. We might be putting her on a pedestal.
And it don't matter. I would still take a shot if I was single.
Speaking of taking a shot, you know, somebody took a real shot over Twitter over the weekend. That was Pinky. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see that. I heard her talk about it, but I didn't get to see
some pictures surfaced to her at dancing at Club Onyx. What was supposed to be her. Mm-hmm. And you know, Be Easy showed me the pictures. And, you know, I know Be Easy's nice with the Photoshop. So I'm thinking Be Easy photoshopped these pictures of Pinky. Because I ain't never seen Pinky butt look like that. But then Pinky put some pictures. Man, it looked horrible, man. It looked like, it looked like fucking Jerry Lorenzen, dog. That's all I'm going to go ahead and put it, man.
I've got to see these pictures.
Man, listen, just go search, just go to Twitter, put in Pinky, and picture going to come up. I mean, it's just like, you know, people talking about she was washed up. She, you know, she was walking on stage, and it was like a gut. Like, but you never seen a clear picture, but it was like, I don't know. It could be her, but I just don't think she'll let herself go that far and go out there and try to get naked in front of people.
So were the tan lines there?
No. And see, that's what I did. So Pinky put out a picture on Instagram. I was like, but people, y'all believe that if y'all want to. And I, you know, I'm inclined to believe her over those pictures that people are trying to slander her name.
Of course you are. That's your choice.
Exactly. So, you know, she took a rough week this week. So people, like I said, just go search, you know, you be the judge, people. And, you know, and if this is your first introduction to Pinky, don't think like, this the girl King Jeremy talk about on 125 Frocast. Just like I said, just, you know.
Whoa, bruh.
See, it's all right. Just look at it.
Oh, bruh. Hey, man, for real. She looked like the average fat nigga in the gym.
Bro, listen, it looked like everybody, you know, niggas was getting mad. But, you know, I was just like, man, let's be honest, man. Most people, old ladies look like that, dog. But, you know, that's another story for another day. You know what I'm saying? But come on, man. I was just like, I don't think that's her, though. Because you don't never see a clear face picture. And just because, you know, like I said, I mean, you know.
My thing is the tan lines. That's been like her trademark, whether it was meant to be or not. I don't see no tan lines in that picture, but
I'm not believing it's her.
She looks like the average high school lineman.
Like, I don't think, then they got a video of her dancing. It's just like, come on, man, that ain't her, man. Like, somebody had a Vine telling some, what the fuck is this shit? Like, you know, man, had her dancing. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, you know, I hope TMZ gets to the bottom of this, because if TMZ gets to the bottom of it, then we'll know for sure. But right now, I'm calling the B-Easy hack job. So Be Easy, just go ahead, come forward, you know, claim this, man. Yeah, I blame Be Easy, man.
Wow.
Blame Be Easy, man.
That picture's something else, man. I mean,
like, it's no clear. It's not, you know, it's not like clear. Like, you can't see it's her. It could be any chick with red hair that's light skin.
It could be any dude with a hair that's light skin. I mean, this is. I'm just saying.
She looked very brolic.
She was very handsome in these pictures. I'm just saying.
Burly. You know,
this motherfucker definitely looks like a pulling guard right now.
Yes. Yes. At some D3 school. Yes.
Yeah. She is definitely pulling guard status. She probably run a 4.840 right there. Yeah. I'm just saying. Goddamn. It's hard to segue from that, but I guess we can segue to another car accident, another tragedy. Mm. Your boy Bill Cosby.
In the news again.
In the news. I got to figure out why this is trending all of a sudden. These allegations are like from the 80s and 90s when he was only 70.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
All right. Go name the allegation first, then I ask my question.
These are rape allegations, bro. There's no need to candy coat, sugarcoat this shit. Rape allegations. It's like 13 America's of them motherfuckers. Pudding Pops is out here raping people in the streets, apparently. These are allegations from the 70s, the 80s, 90s. I think there's some from the 2000s. Bill Cosby has got to be about 230 years old. And he's apparently out here trying to take
old girl, 1985?
Of course. Mm. I mean, shit, 85 was hot for the 17-year-old girls. 85 was the '80s was the time. A lot of people got raped in the 80s. I'm willing to bet a lot of people got raped. They just didn't report it. We didn't have phrases for all that shit in the 80s. So a lot of shit was going on back then. Bill Cosby was apparently in on it. We've already heard the stories about your boy Richard Pryor and all those other allegations. I'm not going to slander the great. But hearing this stuff about Bill Cosby apparently makes America look weird because it's Bill Cosby. It's Mr. Dad. It's Mr. The Brown Hornet. It's Fat Albert. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Huxtable. We can't have this shit happen. And apparently, why is this trending, though? Because I didn't hear about it again until Hannibal Buress did his bit on stage. Mm. And he was talking about Bill Cosby. Like, yo, y'all championing this motherfucker. And he started making these comments about Black America, which is what pissed him off. Because Bill Cosby has been slandering Black America for years now.
Yeah, I think he's at that old man age where he just starts saying anything now. Because he's doing a stand-up tour, I hear right now. I mean, Be Easy was going to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. I was just like, what? He's old man now. Like, why would you want to go see Bill Cosby ramble on and on about nothing? You know what I'm saying? He's old. He's lucid. Lucid means you know what you're doing.
Lucid is clear. Yeah, he's definitely
He's not lucid. Okay, my bad. I tried to GQ Blu-ray, but it didn't work.
It's okay, man. It's a dichotomy of this show.
Yes, man.
He's out there doing the tours. He's been slandering us for sagging our pants, not knowing who our fathers are.
So has the president, but go ahead.
Come on, man. We can't slander Obama.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say his name. I just said the president. How could we talk about the president of Samsung, the president of Birkin?
You full of shit. But Bill Cosby's doing
the tour. You brought him name in this. Go ahead.
He's doing the tour, and apparently Hannibal Buress, amongst others, decided to bring up Bill Cosby's own transgressions, and it seemed to have caught hold. So now everybody's talking about his rape allegations. There's articles all over Huffington Post and all this shit. And I guess it's the hot thing to do right now is talk about Bill Cosby. I guess everybody's firing back.
Hey, listen, if you attacked a woman in the last 25 to 30 years, now is the time for these women to step up because it's strength in numbers. And Janae Rice, she was a victim, and the Adrian Peterson kid. So all these victims are stepping up. You can't assault women. It's just going crazy. Bill Cosby, listen, 70-year-old man. Like, what do? Do you prosecute this man? I mean, or do you just want money from him? I mean, what do you do?
It's rape.
But
if he took the ass, you got to prosecute him, bruh. It's rape. If no means no, and Bill Cosby with his 60-year-old ass with influence took the ass, is rape. Now, I got to wonder about the woman who was raped by Bill Cosby. I don't know how that works.
She said he probably like a preacher. He probably came and gave that daddy role. Next thing you know, you close the door and he was naked or, you know, his meat was out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to imagine it either. He probably did the pudding pot face and, you know, all that.
So look, what I need you to do is go ahead and take off your dress and bend over and let me grab on your titties and rub on your clitoris.
Your mouth.
And slide this on in you, and I need you to go, oh. God damn, Bill Cosby raping people, dog. That is
we're not making fun of rape, but I want y'all to know that, people.
We're making fun of Bill Cosby, not a rape.
Fun of Bill Cosby.
Not a rape. I don't stand for rape.
Anybody. Not at all. I have a daughter.
If Be Easy rapes you, call the hotline right now. or we will fuck B-Eazy up.
If GQ damn. Blue raped you, we will derail his campaign.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, man. We can't put those allegations against B-Eazy.
Well, I mean, he can't slander B-Eazy to God. I mean, he is creepy, but I don't think he's a rapist. I mean,
what about GQ Blue? We can't slander GQ Blue.
But see, like them politicians, they known for taking over, you know, taking advantage of their aides and stuff. They probably running a campaign. He's frustrated. He's been on the road all
damn.
Little aides walk through, a little girl is, you know, just answering phone calls, and you know she's pretty cute, and she walking in the office. You watch the
damn
goes, you know. And then they see, you know, he had a little quickie with one of the aides. He's like, you don't even know her name. She's just happy to be around the guy. She's like, oh shit, there he is. You know, oh, he recognized me. You know, and she probably been doing work on, you know, the Congress road. You know how it is, man.
Damn, man, we can't stand for that shit. Bill Cosby, GQ Blue, B-Eazy, none of that. We can't stand for none of that shit, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bill Cosby, if he did it, he's a sick guy. He needs to be prosecuted. Fuck it. Pay them chicks, you know, to take all his little 75 honorary degrees he got from all these colleges, all the sweaters. You know.
I've never understood the purpose of honorary degrees.
Nigga, if I give money to a school, they give me an honorary degree. So like I said, once I hit this one, if I ever hit the lottery, I will have an honorary degree from the University of Florida. If I don't ever get
it, why?
Because it just looks good.
It doesn't mean shit.
But it's honorary. Just okay, so you tell that to the AKAs that made Michelle Obama an honorary degree. It doesn't mean nothing.
It does.
Oh, okay.
It's not a degree though. It's not. I think it's a different thing.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
I don't know, bro. You can't go around and say you got a bachelor's in honorary. That doesn't. I don't know how that works.
Hey, maybe that lets you know how much a degree is really worth. If they could just give one away to somebody.
Shit, I got a bill from Sally Mae that says otherwise. Goddamn it. They need to make me honorary. Goddamn it. This monthly bill I got.
You should have did the opposite. You asked Sally Mae for money. You wasn't giving Sally Mae money. That's the difference. If you give Sally Mae money, they'll give you that little degree that you spent your four hard years on. You know,
got the degree. I also got the fucking bill for it. I don't want the bill. Somebody give me, hey, Umsel, make me honorary. Take back this goddamn debit that I got, this debt. I don't want this
shit.
Did
your president help you with debt forgiveness and shit? Ain't he helped you out something?
I ain't seen no plots of it.
You might need to check into that, because I got a letter in the mail the other day. Motherfucker told me, hey, the person that took out my debt died. I was like, hey, I do think my granddaddy was the one that signed my damn shit. They might erase mine. And that'll take a load off the boy back. And that's the only thing on my credit report is a damn motherfucker says, is that child support? I said, no, that's a school loan, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
And then maybe can I be your brother and then we got the same granddaddy? Because I got 40,000, 45,000 that's hollering.
Hey, boy, you and the doc, boy. Y'all some funny people, boy. Because I said, boy, I don't know how y'all did it. I said maybe that was what made me drop out of school. Because I was like, I don't want to go in debt. You know, so I was just like,
you know what? I don't know what happened. I went to JUCO, and then I transferred to the Art Institute of Atlanta. And that loan, the first loan was in my mom's name. And then after she saw that first year, she said, fuck that.
Yes.
So I didn't go back for another semester. Transfer to St. Louis, and then I started going back myself. I don't know what made me go back. No idea what made me decide to say, hey, let me go further in debt and finish this degree.
That's the number one debt in America, man.
Oh, yeah. It's a racket.
Yeah. That's fucked up, though.
So if I ever have kids, if I ever have little Saul Wrights and little Saul Letter Wrights, I'm going to Sweden or some shit, or Germany. I think – who was it that just got rid of their student loan system? I want to say it was Germany or some shit.
Yeah.
No more student loans or Austria or some shit. Wherever the fuck that is, that's where we're going. I'm moving. So we'll be doing the Frocast episode 4000 and whatever the hell it'll be at that point. We'll be doing abroad because fuck that shit. I'm not the one. So we talked about your boy Bill Cosby. I don't know what the fuck else to say about that. It's pretty sad. I want to hear Malcolm Jamal Warner come in and say something. I want to hear somebody defend Bill Cosby.
It gotta be like Raven Simone, somebody like that. She gotta be like, I never seen Uncle Bill. Nah, it can't be no. Cause he probably they probably not.
Don't say that, Jern.
They're probably gonna be blind. You know what I'm saying? Blindly loyal. So you know you can't really ask. All right.
I thought you were gonna say that he maybe was messing with the Huxtables.
No. See that?
I thought this was you were gonna say.
Come on, sorry, right, man.
Man, that's enough, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, man.
Since we're in the mood of slandering, I guess we got to talk about the hot video this week. One of the hot videos. There's two hot videos. We're going to talk about
this.
Your boy, I am delivered. I don't like men's no more.
I don't like men.
Yo.
What a woman. I like women. Women.
Oh, nigga, that shit. I laughed so hard when I saw that video. Right at the tag. I said, what just happened? If y'all don't know what we're talking about, it's apparent. Look, Google. Just Google. It's not even hard. Just look. If you Google video of the week, this probably show up. Or if you Google delivered.
Homosexual delivery. Deliverance.
First of all, should we talk about that? Is that possible? Can you pray away the gay?
I mean, listen, if you go to, like, shout out to Be Easy favorite preacher, Benny Hinn. That is Be Easy said that's the only church he'll go to is he'll see, go see Benny Hinn. Because, you know, Benny Hinn.
That's the white dude with the great hair, right?
Yes, the swing coats and knocked out rows of people and just had, you know, he just boom, had people falling left and right. Like, he really has the magic touch. And so, but yeah, like, this guy actually, I guess this gay guy, he was a, now when I say gay, this is no diss to the to any of my gay fans of the Nappy Afro listeners. You know, he was like one of those flamers. Like, he was, you know, like, very gay. Like,
How do you come to that conclusion?
I mean, he was like on the scale of rainbows to fucking Care Bears. Like, he was fucking.
How do you figure that? He was in a suit.
Oh, he had a bow tie on that was
so?
No, like, it was like the way his color pattern. He was color blocking too good. Like, GQ Blue would have been proud of the way he color blocked. He was too fashionable. And then of course he said women's with an S, men's. He put that S on, and you know, everybody know once you go gay, you add S's to stuff, and your back gets straight. You know, stuff like that. Like, your posture just straighten up. Like, I don't understand how that happens.
Are you saying that there's gay posture?
Yes. Like, gay posture, oh. their back is, like, immaculately straight. Like, they, you know how, you know, if you were sitting in a chair and saw, all right, you'll probably slouch a little bit. Like, any man gonna slouch a little bit. Not my gay brethren. Even when they walk, it's like, their back is just like, it's straight. Like, they learn how to walk straight. And you can tell, like, when they walk, you're like, oh, that dude gay. You know what I'm saying? So,
this is the bullshit. This is going to be our last show.
Yeah, he prayed. Like, then they gave him money, which I think was...
What? They gave him money?
Fee. You ain't see them? He said, here's $100 to let you know you've been blessed. And then they said, and then somebody else threw some money. They said, the blessings are coming from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So they start throwing the money. You didn't watch the 6-minute video, so all right?
I didn't make it that far, bro. Oh, I didn't know that was more. Like, I saw him dancing.
The part when they made him run down the aisle. He was like, now run down the aisle. And run there. He ran down the aisle. He said something. And I've been delivered.
Okay, so then let's get to the important part. We could talk about the slanderous bullshit later. He got money for being delivered.
Yes.
Would you be delivered on a video for money?
Fuck no. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it depends on how much it is. Nah, I mean,
now you're not touching no dick. You just saying. You just getting on the microphone and saying, I am delivered.
I couldn't do that, man. Because, you know, I got respect for the church, man. I'm not one of them people that don't have respect for the church. Like, now, when I go to church, do I sit there and look like there's some, like, when you see people get all into it and jumping up and,
oh,
you know, that's like cult. Like, whoa, I be sitting there looking like, y'all look crazy as hell. Like, people just be all into it. And, you know, I be like,
yeah. During church service, John.
Huh?
You be watching football during the church service.
I be tweeting. I be on Facebook. I just be doing. And that's what I do. I sit there and vine people, like, when I see stuff. And, you know, like the mimes that they have in church. That shit is freaky as fuck. People be up there miming and interpreting. Like,
so I ain't gonna say that you respect the church.
I respect, like, I don't sit there and, you know, I don't sit there and laugh like I want to. You know what I'm saying? I don't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, my wife hates sitting by me in church because she's like, you talk the whole time. She's like, I be sitting there passing message back at her, picking on people, like you know, like the preacher say something, I was just like, you know, because me, I hate when preachers read their sermons. Like, I can't stand this shit. Like, this shit burned me the fuck up. I can't take it. We read it because that shit is like, I can tell you reading it. Like, when you write it, or when a preacher get to that part where they be swagging it, like, and Joe, he went down the road. He said, what am I going to do? I don't know. You started running wild. When they start doing all that shit. So when you writing it, do you put emphasis on that part? Do you say, okay, this is the part when I'm, you don't know when you're going, you know what I'm saying? Because a preacher just to be up there, he be talking, and then will he do it?
You're right in the house. You gotta write
in
the
house. Then when you sit there and read it, he be like, and then John said, that's what he gonna do. I can't stand it. You know, I feel like you got all week, my nigga, to come up with a fucking sermon. The least you could do is not write it and go over it, man. I mean, you know, maybe because the church I go to, he got a regular job. 3 hours a week, you know, he just ain't a preacher, you know what I'm saying? So maybe I could be a
little bit. But you do know that the pastors follow a calendar.
Yes, but I know all the pastors got a calendar. Some pastors don't be sitting there freestyling. Don't be sitting there reading from the paper. Like, I just don't read it. I just don't read it word for word. This should just sound, it sounds so, I don't like it. I mean, you know, but I don't know how we went from the church, but we do it here on the Frocast.
Because it was on church. We got to talk about the delivered man. I don't know. And look, Saul Wright is a heathen.
Saul Wright is a heathen.
100%. I don't know that I would object to some cash for saying I am delivered on tape. Depending on the kind of cash, I mean, if he got $100 from the pastor right out the gate.
Yeah, he got $100 from the pastor gave him $100. He probably walked out of there that night with probably about at least $300-$400, man. Because they were raining money down on him, man.
Okay, well, not enough money. $300-$400 ain't enough. He got $100 out the pastor, so the rest of the congregation gave $200? That's not enough.
Can we go ahead and say where this was? Can we just go ahead and put it out there?
Go ahead. Where was it?
St. Louis.
Come on, man. We got enough going on right now.
Yep, St. Louis.
It was a convention.
It was the Kajic Convention in St. Louis. Yeah, and the Kajic people is the Church of God in Christ. It's like a Pentecostal.
Now, they're not supposed to have
it's any like music. The crunkest motherfuckers you can have in the church. Like, for them, I like the crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, so if you don't know people, what a Kajic is, they like, you know, a mixture of that.
So I guess the bigger controversy is now, is should we be laughing at this video? If allegedly this is true and the brother was delivered from being gay, if you need to be delivered from that, which is a whole other show, should we be laughing at the way he said men's and women's and making light of his spiritual moment? Are we wrong for that?
No, that was his spiritual moment. We can laugh at whatever we want to. But that was his spiritual moment. So we can't take away whatever if not. Of course, we're debating the validity of the whole situation. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's his moment. You know what I'm saying? If whether it was real or fake. You know, if it was fake, I mean, he took the money, then, you know, yes, we're justified for laughing. If it was real, hell, good for him. We still can laugh at it if we want to. But, you know, I mean, it is. Like I say, hey, funny is funny, man. You know.
When is social media too much? Like, we get shit too fast. This is... Even though it was a convention, this is a life-changing moment. Should this even been recorded for us to see?
Oh, man. I mean,
We see the girl that walked through New York in an obvious stunt to talk about holleration what do they call it? Verbal harassment.
Yes.
We got this brother being delivered in church, which now means that we're laughing at homosexuality and the struggles of homosexuality. Like, when is social media too much? When do we jump the shark?
I don't know, but I know the speaking of social media and jumping sharks, that train incident, you can throw that into the pile.
Yeah, like, exactly. So if y'all don't know what we're talking about, this is the other hot video of the week. apparently, it was a group of teenage girls, which is, look, we have talked about on this show, everybody crossing the street when you see a group of black dudes, hoodies, all this other racial shit. If I see a pack of females, and I say pack, of young females, I'm crossing the street. Those are the most relentless motherfuckers ever. So it was a group of teenage females talking to a dude who was obviously had his own style. Should we say it that way?
Had his own style. What was his style, sorry?
He had a throwback 1980s leather 8-ball jacket.
Wow.
Late early, golden era. It was golden era. It was definitely a golden era leather jacket and a Daniel Boone fur hat. This is what the brother had.
Hold on. He had a cool hat, man.
And an 8-ball leather jacket. This is what the brother had on. And she apparently found that shit.
Hold on. Hey, I gotta mute this. I need a minute, man. Look,
man, this is what the brother had on. Man. He had the bomber jacket, the 8-ball bomber jacket.
Sorry, I'm for real. I need a minute. Hold on. I think just hold on.
We're going to take a break for our sponsons.
Oh, my shit. Public, shopping is a pleasure.
It's episode 136 of the Frocast. NappyAfro.com. We can go give you some music. We'll be back.
Yo, 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 what's going on, baby? What's going on?
What's going on?
You know what I'm saying? Just doing me, but I got a stain on my left A1.
You kidding me? I was dropping down to get my eagle on and broke the heel right off of Manono.
Where can we go to get left A1s in Manono Hills?
We need to go to Pizza Fashion.
Better call your nigga.
Starting this week only at 5th and Fashion. Manono heels,
$20.
Koozie sweater,
$30.
Left A1,
$25.
Louis button handles,
2 for 10.
Burberry shoelace,
3 for 25.
And as a part of UVN's Viewer Appreciation Month, any order of $100 enters you in a drawing to win 2 round-trip bus pass tickets to a taping of the Minstrel Show, courtesy of UVN, the U Black Nigga Network.
Yo, thanks to UVN, we on TV, 5th and Fashion. Call all your niggas, call your baby's moms. We taking wigs, we got EBT, we take that. You cut that hair, make your child support payment. You can pick up a kid down here. We got breast milk, we got anything. Yo, come holler at us, daddy.
Located in the Husky Shopping Center right next to Roy Lee's Burgers and Tapes.
Do y'all deliver?
Nope. But we got free rope and we got our local Boy Scouts to come down here and tie some knots for y'all shit so you can strap it to your goddamn roof.
What you mean I gotta pay all this money you can't bring to my house?
You can get your ain't shit brother-in-law's pickup truck and get your friend Sanford on, bitch.
The Great American Mattress Sale.
The summer is not over.
So, like I said, man, the bruh had on the 8-ball leather jacket, the Daniel Boone coonskin hat, and the chick... She was, hey, these new niggas, that's swag.
And he was slightly deaf, I do believe. But did you hear the way he was talking?
He was like,
where you buddy? Where you worried about
it? Hey, give him a disability. Don't give him a disability.
Did you hear the way he was talking? Because he was like, you dirty, bitch. And then that's when she got mad.
But then she just, okay, so if that's the case, then she deserved to get slapped.
Maybe. She hit him with some shoes. She hit him with some shoes.
Yeah, so let's outline it for the people who obviously live under a rock but listen to the forecast every week. So the chick is on there with her friends and she's driving them. She giving them the blues, playing the dozens, however you want to say it for your age bracket. And at one point she says something, he snapped back and the whole bus hit her with the lunchroom. Ooh, and laughed at it. So once they laughed, she got upset and she hit him with some shoes. And dude, there's no proper way to describe this slap. But he slapped the shit out of her.
Mm.
If you look at some of the videos, he slapped the Sonic coins out of her.
Listen, that was one of the cleanest slaps I had seen. He measured her up, smooth. And he hit her. It was just like a home run swing. Like it was one of the, it was like seeing Ken Griffey Jr. hit the ball, man. That shit was fucking awesome, man. That little right hand, he put him, bow, and the sound.
It was quick. Like, it sounded off. And then he didn't even do the full follow-through. It was the smack and pull it right back.
And it was like he didn't slap her to knock her out. He slapped her like to teach her a lesson. Like yeah. It was like a slap that was just like, God, like
it was a warning shot. It was a warning shot.
Because it was just like, and she got right too. You see, she wasn't bad. And then, like, look, then he just went bananas, man. Like, yo,
at that point, then it became WrestleMania.
Yeah, he went for the choke slam.
Yeah, but they all jumped him. He got jumped by the other three girls, the gags, the chicks.
And he whooped their ass. Like, that, hey, man, that dude.
He was 6'4 or some shit. Like, he had to win.
Yeah, and he did. Like, he did. Like, that was fucking awesome. Like, that was like the smack of the year. You know, it came in November. Like, it took all year for us to get there. You know what I'm saying? That's up there. He's on there with the with your bus boy artist.
Uppercut.
Yes, the bus driver uppercut. The why does all the fucking good hits come on public transportation? I mean, what the fuck?
That's not like that need to be the warning when you buy your ticket. You might get fucked up.
Yeah, you could get world star. That's what it was saying.
God damn.
But you make it world star.
Where was this? That wasn't the famous
New York.
Okay. So it wasn't Marta. This time it wasn't Marta. People get slapped on Marta every day.
I forgot about Soulja Girl.
Soulja Girl got knocked the fuck. Hey man, look here. Soulja Girl got stole on. She ended up in news stories. But so we have to talk about the obvious discussion that needs to happen. in light of everything else. It was a man hitting a woman. And we all know that a man is not supposed to put his hands on a woman violently like that. Unless
there's new rules in 24. I told you. Team Young Nigga don't believe in this shit. Team Young Nigga
say, man, you can't be hitting women.
Listen, Team Young Nigga, these girls grew up fighting boys. Like, you don't understand. Team Young Nigga, the girls fight boys these days. This shit is crazy. Like, I ain't never seen the like, you know, our days, the girls ain't fighting boys. These days, guess how soft these niggas is these days? That the girls can fight them and be winning. Like, girls be kicking boys' asses, man. You know what I'm saying?
There's a violence problem with men on women in our community. Let's just say it. Obviously, have you seen the other video where the dude is questioning his chick about some nigga that came to the house, and he reaches over and grabs a gun and cocks the motherfucking pistol in their face?
Oh, shit.
Exactly. Like, there's an obvious disconnect between how we're supposed to relate as sexes. Like, this shit don't make sense. But in a situation where this is not the Ray Rice and Janae Rice situation, this is not her obviously trying to walk away from the situation, him provoking it. She provoked him the whole time and even hit him, assaulted him, to the point to where they actually brought charges up because of the video. They were like, yo, there's going to be assault charges brought up. They were dropped later. But where do we draw the line between violence and somebody defending themselves? She hit his ass. Was he supposed to take it?
Nah. Like,
what would you teach Prince Jerm? He's riding the bus. A chick is talking shit. He's mouthing back to her, you know what I'm saying? So they playing a dozen.
Well, I'm going to tell you, first of all, don't even argue with a chick, bro. I'm like, first off, because
just take it.
Yeah, I'm saying, no, don't even engage it. When she say something, just be like, yeah, whatever, and just keep it moving. Like, don't even, you know, because
they're going to make him seem like a punk.
But that's what women do. As you get older, women try to egg you in. Like, you know, even as, you know, get older and get married to a woman, like, you know, sometimes you might get into an argument. You know, women like to egg you on. Like, you know, because women already feel like men show no emotion. And so, you know, they do whatever they can to get you to show that emotion. Sometimes they say, that's why your mama a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just be like,
if Queen Germ said that, she said your mama a bitch, what's the reaction?
Yeah, whatever, man. I knew you ain't never like my mama. You know what I'm saying? I walk off.
Okay, got you.
I just walk off. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, man. That's my whole thing because, you know, mine hate to be ignored. So best way to get her, just ignore her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, walking, you know what I'm saying? Then that way she don't know what's going on. I'm off the grid. I'm answering calls. You know, she's just going crazy. Then, you know, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, sometimes, and that's, you know, I guess that's our married lesson for the week. I feel like every week we need to be having a married lesson. Yes. Fellas, sometimes you just need to walk a fuck away from arguing.
Yes, just walk away from it.
Just walk away from that shit. Yeah. Don't worry about who's right or who's wrong.
It doesn't matter.
To another day that you're playing Xbox or some shit by yourself and having a sip. Mm. Don't engage all that bullshit. She assaulted him. Yeah. So if you tell Prince Jerm, okay, number one, don't engage in an argument. But number two, she decides to come up and hit you because women feel froggy sometimes and they know they're not going to get hit, so they push it. So she walks up to him and she hits him. Then what?
Walk away.
You still got to walk away.
Just walk away, man. Because nothing good comes up. Like, you're in a lose-lose situation. Soon as she hits you, you're still in a lose-lose. So you have to walk away, bro. Like, you got to walk away. And that's the event that you on a train, just walk off. Like, buddy should just walk off. But, like I said, now, on the flip side, you know, is that a good way to say she got what she deserved? I mean,
I don't know. That's the whole point of discussion. Like, at what point? I don't know. I don't know how it works.
It's just like, because, you know, he beat on her. He beat on another dude, I presume. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, that little slap was like I said, it wasn't a knockout. Ain't like he hit in the jaw. Like, she would have fell out, you know, from that, you know, bam, knocked out cold. Like, he would have been wrong. You know what I'm saying? But because the way he slapped, I think he took enough pressure off of it to keep it at just a misdemeanor because, you know, disorderly conduct instead of a fucking,
domestic violence.
It can't be domestic violence because they ain't together. Just in assault or whatever they want to call it. Yeah. Battery or some shit like that.
So then, I guess that's. But then the next question is her girls jumped in.
Yeah.
So then it was like 4-on-1.
Yeah. So then
that's all out fight at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Now King Jerm, little Prince Jerm, if you're in that situation, it's like three girls trying to jump you. Oh yeah, you knocked them hoes out. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no walking away from that.
Gotta be hoes.
I'm just saying, that's what happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like I'm saying, like, if I was with my girlfriend and some girls tried to jump my girlfriend, I'm punching them hoes. Like, if it's just me and my girl, and you know what I'm saying? Or like, me and my wife get into an argument. Like, with one girl, I'm going to let you handle that. You know, so hopefully my wife won't be fighting. But let's just say, in some bizarre universe, she just getting some fisticuffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if it was like more than one girl, oh, nah, that bitch getting punched. Like, I'm punching one hard. Bah! I'm going to hit one of them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just because I think that's fair. Like, it's the only time you can hit a woman. Like, if your lady getting jumped, or like some girls jumping your sister, or, you know, a female friend, whatever. Yeah, you jump in there and knock one of them chicks out. Like, bump that. You don't let them just jump them. Like, you know, like, if it's one on one, I'm going to let you fight. Two on one, I'm going to grab the other one off and let you fight. Three on one, okay, I'm punching one of them. That's just how that's the only time it's okay to hit a girl.
Yeah, I don't know the rules anymore. Nowadays, everybody got guns and knives. Motherfuckers are stabbing people. Do you see the video of the brother getting stabbed? And the other nigga recording it?
Damn, man. Like, what the fuck?
Like, they was fighting and the nigga pulled out a knife and started stabbing the dude. And the dude just recording. Like, you ain't even jump in. I don't know how this shit work in the street.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how this shit work, man. I'm going next week. Songwriter is going to take self-defense classes. And I'm taking some gun range classes. I don't understand. These niggas out here crazy, man.
God damn.
They fucking crazy. But we talked about Jhené Rice for a second. Mm. And we got to bring that up because your boy Slim Shady put out a Cypher video. The whole Shady crew is in a Cypher. No music. Acapella. Acapulco. Mm. Depending on where the fuck you at. Just bars. That's all it's about. It's bars. It's Slaughterhouse and your boy Yella, and of course M jumped in on it. You saw the Cypher, correct?
Yes, I did.
It's about a 20-minute video, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, somewhere in there. Do you remember how you would rank them?
Okay, I'll go Joe Budden number one.
Wow.
Give me Royce number two. Three, I'm going with
you still got probably, Joel, Crooked Eye, M, and Yella.
Yeah, then I'm going to go with probably Crooked Eye, Joel, Eminem, and Yella Wolf.
Hilarious, because I would probably do it damn near opposite, but you don't like rappity rap, and I was kind of feeling the rappity rap shit.
Well, I mean, look, Eminem was just, you know, I was just like, I was kind of like, everybody's talking about some y'all. I wasn't impressed with him. I'm sorry. I mean, it was all right. It was all right.
I can't be mad at you for that. M was probably the only one that really freestyled that shit.
To the end. That last thing he did was written like a fuck. Because you could tell, because he went from that little, like, when he was just going, you could tell he was going off the top.
Right.
Joe Budden, man, like, hey, look, nah, Joe Budden shit was hot. Now, I don't care. His shit was real. Like, this some real shit. Like, he like, man, I got other shit to deal with. These niggas want me to do this fucking video. Huh, nigga, here it is, nigga. I'm out, nigga. Like, he was like, man, I got people dying. I'm trying to plan a funeral. Like, but all you want to know is when this verse is going to be. Man, he like, here's your fucking.
I'm not laughing at Joe Budden, but that's exactly how I went. It was definitely some here. Let me fulfill my obligations.
Yes,
here,
man.
Here you motherfuckers going, I'm out.
I was just like, yes, that was the realest shit, nigga. That's why I love that. You know, so Joe Budden got number one to me, bro.
He definitely gets the realest rap award for that shit. I gave it to Crooked Eye. He started off a little slow, but towards the end, his second half was amazing. Crooked Eye, then I gave it to your boy Joel. Joel or Joe, you can flip flop those two for me. Buttons was, his shit was real. Joel's was dope. It was really short though. And then Royce, because I always have a problem with niggas gun toting in their raps when they freestyle. You can't freestyle about guns and you wearing a fucking hat. Like, you can't wear a fedora and anyway. So I gave it to Royce. Then I gave it to M after that because M was spitting a lot of bars, but it was a lot of shit that just rhymed and work together. So there's that. And then Yellow Wolf, because that shit was boring. I don't care about your bling and gold watches and four wheelers, two wheelers, one wheel.
He was stunned on these niggas.
He was stunned, but he's sitting in front of a broken down goddamn outhouse or some shit. It was cool, but it was just bars for the sake of having bars. Just a lot like what Eminem shit was. It was bars for the sake of having bars. And so but the reason I mentioned that because of Jhené Rice is because M opened up talking about domestic violence, and further on through there, he talked about beating a bitch like he was Ray Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And that made the internet.
He actually said he would beat Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, he did mention Lana Del Rey. He always has a problem with a white bitch.
I told him, hey, Eminem, I mean,
he
listen,
mentioned Britney Spears again, too.
Yep.
He got a problem. He don't like white women, huh?
Nope. I don't think, he doesn't like women.
Whoa. You say Eminem needs to be delivered?
Hey, no. I'm just saying he didn't like women. He doesn't like women. Like, you know, he has a problem. He's very misogynistic with his raps.
Oh, definitely. But, I mean,
he has mommy issues.
Definitely got some mommy issues, bro. So if you look at what he rapped, you got the domestic violence shit. You got him killing some more kids. I think he sodomized somebody else. MS discussions. This was all in his bars. And I guess my question is, when it comes to rap, what's off limits? Like comedians, we had the same shit when Jamie Foxx was talking about Taylor Swift or somebody, some little young Miley Cyrus, that's who it was. And she was too young for the jokes. Do rappers have the same license as comedians do to have comedic license to talk about current events and shit? I mean, that might be. Am I doing too much?
Nah, I mean, is it,
like, is it off limits for Eminem to talk about the Ray Rice, Jhené Rice situation?
I don't think not in that medium, because that's battle rap. In battle rap, you're able to toe the line. You can, in battle rap, you can go and say, look, y'all, I raped your daughter, tied to the blade, see the slaughter, some. You can say all that shit in battle rap. So that in the cipher, nothing is out of line. Now, if he would have made a song with that, been in a song, then yes, that would have been a problem. But just in battle rap, no, you can't. And especially in that medium, you know, where it was just so, you know, underground, grimy, like this is just straight bars, no music, no nothing, you know, like no clock, you know what I'm saying? This is just, you know, so that's what I said. So not in this situation.
So we shouldn't be outraged about this. This is kind of just a situational, it's artistic expression.
Yes, exactly.
So then I guess this kind of gives, I mean, in your eyes, this kind of gives credence to the discussion about people who are saying women all week talk about they don't want nobody being cheating and infidelity, and then they turn around and then they watch Scandal.
Oh, man.
What about that? I mean, is that the same thing?
Technically, I mean, but it's fiction, though, right? It's okay, right? It's fiction.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know the line anymore. Like, before I used to feel like, because I had so many female friends, like, this is just off limits. But artists, because rappers, well, most rappers are artists, they should have license to express themselves in different ways. Like, I don't know. I feel like when it comes to hip-hop, we become extra poignant and extra militant about what the fuck's being said, but then we'll go watch a fucking movie saying the same shit. And so if you pull up to the movie theater bumping Eminem, and then you go watch, what's the movie, Deeds with Idris Elba? What's the movie?
Where
he was the serial killers slash
No Good Deed.
No Good Deed. So if you pull up to the theater watching Eminem or listening to Eminem, and then you watch that movie, aren't you just as wrong as the artist?
No, because it's just looks all right, man. That's the thing, man. I don't know, it's all right. Just because I listen to Gangsta Nip, don't make me a serial killer. I mean,
but it
you
don't
know.
Make him wrong for making the music either, does it?
No, it doesn't. No. Just like, you know, I could take nude pictures and call it art. You know what I'm saying? Me being the pervert or whatever, I'm looking at all I see is tits and ass. You can say it's art, whatever. It's just, in your view, it's art. And me, it's tits and ass. So, like I said, you know, hey, I mean, it's just how do you interpret it? You know, if you interpret the music as, if you take music literal, then you might see have a problem with it. If you see it as, yo, them fucking sick lyrics, like, yo, this shit's crazy. You know, then that's, you know, how you look at it. So, I guess it's all into the listeners or the whatever the consumer's interpretation is how they take it. So, you know, it's up on you. Like, I'm just an artist. I'm making it. How you interpret it is on you. So that's probably how they look at it.
I feel like that's the way they need to look at it. I agree with you. Yeah. I feel like that's the way you need to look at it. Everybody who always has these issues with Eminem, look, that's what the fuck he's been. He's been a slash horrorcore slash hardcore rapper since he came out. A fucking Slim Shady album. Ooh. He murdered his wife 75 times. He killed the shit out of her. You know what I'm saying? Further on in his career, he raped her. Furthermore, he rapes kids. He kills kids. His various gay slander on all his music. And it might not be right, you know, to rock to him calling somebody gay and talking about fucking them with barbed wire. Whatever the fuck Eminem does on his albums, it's still his artistic expression, I guess. So I don't know. I guess you got to draw the line there. If you feel offended, then don't listen to the shit. But I don't know. I feel like a lot of these motherfuckers is just raising causes to be raising causes. And I don't know how to feel about that shit. I mean, everybody who talk about Eminem still like Shawshank Redemption. So how does that work? You still watch Oz? What about that? I don't know. This shit's all right, man. Mm-hmm. I think we've given these people enough shit for the week, bro. Let's wrap up the show, get my winners and losers, and then give my shout outs.
Hey, man. Shit. Winners this week. I'm going to go with winner. Nah, I'm just going to go to losers this week. Two losers. Two
damn,
losers.
No winners?
No winners. I'm not in a good mood this week. Shit. About that, man. Two losers this week. One, oh, fuck that. Winners, me, because I'm about to go to the fair in like 20 minutes. They got the best fucking corn dogs in the world.
Funnel cake.
I don't eat fun. No. And look, and I'm another winner. The UPS man is dropping off my tickets for the UF game right as we speak, buddy. This is fucking awesome. I'm the winner this week. I'm about to go get corn dogs, and I just got my tickets to the Florida game next week. And my losers this week is the Florida State Seminoles. Y'all motherfuckers dropped the number 3, and which I think is fucked up. ESPN did y'all dirty. You know what I'm saying? Well, not ESPN, but the committee did y'all dirty. Because y'all, they put a team with one loss ahead of y'all, and y'all still undefeated. So I think y'all the losers this week. And my other losers are the LA Lakers. Y'all are the worst team in the NBA. And
worst?
Yeah, no, they only got one win. Like that, they are horrible.
That's bad.
And Rick Ross reportedly put a bet that he bet that the Heat will win more games than the Cavaliers this year. He put $100K on that, so you know.
Oh,
shout out
God.
To the post.
I knew I wanted to talk about sports for some reason. Can y'all stop shitting on the Heat, please?
$100K on the Heat without your boy Bron.
Yo, man, the Heat still get it done, man. Bosh, Wade, the motherfucker stepping up. I don't like the LeBron slander, though. There's a little tinge of LeBron slander there. I'm still a LeBron fan. I don't like Wade saying he's back in his comfort zone. Like, nigga, that's your fault. You were sick all of last season. Let's be honest. All 4 years LeBron were there, you wasn't playing worth shit. Can we say that?
D-Rose,
1 year maybe.
Loser.
Who?
D-Rose.
Definitely. D-Rose is definitely a loser. Like, that is a nappyafro.com loser for the week. Mm. Shit. How you injure both ankles? You need to leave Adidas.
And then, exactly. Hey, man, just get up.
Let that shit go, bro.
Go to Under Armour or something.
Under Armour, Nike, anybody else. That fucking Adidas is not helping you, bro. Your ankles, your knees, all that shit. Yo,
all Adidas players broke down, man.
All of them? Who else?
Dwayne Wade, the Adidas guy.
Ugh.
Isn't Dwayne Wade Adidas? Yeah, Dwayne Wade.
He was at one point. I don't know anymore.
Jimmy Graham, Eric Berry.
Oh, damn, Eric Berry. That's a name I've even heard since he got drafted.
Damn, exactly. And then who's else? I've seen him every day. Yeah, so you know. I'm Adidas guys. Dwight Howard.
Oh, God damn. Yeah, y'all need to leave Adidas. This shit's not working out for y'all.
Look, RG3.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, y'all need to let that shit go. I don't know the fuck they putting in y'all shoes, but harm. That shit, shit is not working. Y'all wearing harm tops. Not high tops, harm tops. Winners and losers this week. I got my winner is Eminem because you got everybody talking about hip-hop again.
Yes,
I'm guessing because
bars.
Your label put out bars like this, we're going to see another one from Cash Money. Everybody's going to follow suit, I hope. I need to see bars from everybody. Maybe these young niggas will actually start writing shit down and stop coming up with cash raps. You know what I'm saying? That'd be nice. My loser this week, Austin Davis, Rams former starting quarterback. Bruh, if you get cut, if you lose your starting job to a team that's already bad, like the Rams are horrible. You had the most secure job probably in the NFL. Your job was to hand the ball off. You still pass it 50 times. We played the Cardinals. It's still like 5 minutes left. We're up 14-13. The final score of that game was like 37-14, bro. Interception, pick six, a fumble for another touchdown. Dude played horrible. He lost his job. Sean Hill is now a starter. Austin Davis, you have played your way out of the NFL. Your luck has run out, bro. So you're definitely my loser this week. I think I had another loser, but I forgot who it was other than Derrick Rose. No, I had another winner. Crit. Catalactica.
You like that?
Hey, man, I like it, but like I said, I still stand by my Facebook stat. Rhapsody got the EP album of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty and the Beast, man. That shit goes hard as fuck.
Okay.
So make sure y'all check that album.
I got to buy that, though, so, all right?
You got to buy what?
Beauty and the Beast.
You're supposed to buy everything. You're a music connoisseur.
But, I mean, it's a mixtape, ain't it? Or it's a real album?
It's an EP. You ain't got to buy that. It's an EP.
Oh, okay.
I think you can buy it, but you ain't got to buy it. It's an EP. That Catalactica, though.
Well, it's all right. Let me ask you a question, man. I know the Fro Nation. I have a problem with Fro Nation. My wife dresses up for work too much. Like, I have a problem with that Fro Nation. So what do I do, Fro Nation? Next Frocast, leave some comments.
Your wife is a professor.
A professor don't need. That's why these teachers getting fucked. Cause y'all teachers coming through. But that's another episode for another week, fellas. And then, so my shout go out to Doc Mom. Hopefully she just teaching kids and not teaching kids. If you get my drift.
Oh, shit. Nigga, did you say these teachers getting fucked?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Nigga, I don't have nothing else to follow at. Let's just end the show. This is Nappy Afro Frocast, episode 136. I'm your man, Saul Wright. Hey, St. Louis, keep your head up, man. I know it's going to be the week. Don't nobody lose your life over this bullshit.
You just can't leave. The week what? What's going on? World Series or something? What's going on?
Oh, man, this is the week they're supposed to be dropping the verdict on your boy Darren Wilson.
Oh, Lord.
And based on military pictures and intel, it's going to be a not guilty verdict. There's not going to be enough to indict him. And St. Louis is expected to wild out. So y'all might see me in these streets. I might have to go down to my home and put my little bid in and get my protest in because this is some bullshit. St. Louis, keep your head. Hold your head, man. Be safe out there. Shit, they expecting y'all to act like animals. So keep that in mind when you protest. I'm your man, Saul Wright. Hands up. Fuck you. Sitting in with King Germ. Professors, stop getting fucked. I guess that's all I can say. We'll holler at y'all next time on nappyafro.com. The Frocast. Look us up on all social media. Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Stitcher. What else we got, Jern?
Snapchat. Instagram, Facebook, Christian Mingle, Grindr, Tinder, OkCupid.
BlackPlanet.com.
Plenty of Fish. Black People Meet Us.
I think that's about it. Yeah. AshleyMadison.com.
Ashley Madison. AshleyStewart.com.
Hamster. Red
X-Tube. All that.
We on all that shit.
Hood Amateurs.
Oh, you checked out Hood Amateurs, huh? Man, listen, check out Freaky.
Oh, she's freaky. I can't remember the name. I was going to text you, but I was like, how do I text Saul Wright? I was just like, that'll be awkward. I don't need to text Saul Wright. Like, yo, what was that site you was talking about? So I was just like, I'll just ask him next time I talk to him.
This is why Germ is the funniest nigga in America. We need to get Germ some shirts. Y'all don't buy shirts anyway. We out of here, man. NappyAfro.com, Frocast, Saul Wright, King Germ, Nappy Afro. Peace. Nigga, you said this is why teachers out here getting fucked.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.